played that shoplifting song because Sergeant Betsy Bratner Smith is with us. Sergeant Smith is a spokesperson for the National Police Association. Thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, and it's good to know that shoplifting has a theme song. I'm going to look more into that.
That's right. So share that with the staff. I'm sure they'll be thrilled. And while other crime rates have dropped, and you can confirm that as a spokesperson for the National Police Association, right?
That crime has dropped. Actually, what I'm going to tell you is crime really has not dropped. The reporting of crime has dropped. And I think everyone can look around in most, especially in most large cities in the country, certainly in Chicago, and say that crime has not dropped. But when we're talking specifically about shoplifting continues to rise. You know, it's up 24% across the nation, according to the Council on Criminal Justice. And other crime is lowering a bit, like homicide. We know that in Chicago. But that's partially because it was on such a high trajectory in 2020 and 2021, but shoplifting continues to be a huge concern around the nation.
Okay, Sergeant, I've got a question about shoplifting because I've witnessed this where people walk into a store and they just take stuff and walk out. Is that considered shoplifting? Because there's no hiding it anymore.
No, that you're absolutely right. And that's because they know that nothing is going to happen to them. So people are just much more brazen about it. We also have seen that shoplifting in a lot of areas, and again, we see this in Chicago, it's become more dangerous for people to try and intercede, whether it's a security guard or store personnel or even just, you know, your average citizen. And so what happens now is very often exactly what you see. I'll bet so many people listening see the exact same thing at least once a week when they're shopping. Is somebody just walks in, yep, I grab this, I grab that. So what happens? Well, the store owners are kind of forced to lock things up, making it convenient for us shoppers. So we turn to online, options, or they just pass the higher prices on to us, the consumer, or they leave.
That's,
and we've seen that, you know.
That's what the clerk
Target,
said to
Walmart,
me.
Walmart, they bail.
I was in a Walgreens, and I watched a guy fill a bag up and walk out the door, and I looked at him, and another customer said to the clerk, are you going to do anything? And she said, well, I called the manager. That's all I can do. I go, that's all you can do? And the guy next to me said, well, I'll stop him. And she goes, no, sir, you can't do that. Meanwhile, he walks out with literally a garbage bag full of product. Mm-hmm. Not even he's not even quick. He's just walking out. And she turned to me and she goes, you're paying for it. And I'm like, yeah, I am paying for it. So at what point does the theft prevention and the losses that these stores are experiencing tell them that maybe they need to do something to make things more secure other than locking things up so the rest of us have to wait till somebody gets a key and comes and gets it for us?
Well, the control of all of this actually lies with the prosecutor's office, first and foremost. A lot of people say, why don't the police do something? The police don't prosecute the crimes. We can take the report, and if permitted, again, by the prosecutor's office, we can charge someone with shoplifting, with theft. But as everyone knows, you know, retail theft in Illinois has minimums and caps and things like that. And so who ultimately controls that? You know, you and I do, the voter. And so that's why it's so important. You know, we get all eaten up with who's going to be president and this and that. Know who is going to be your county prosecutor wherever you live, because they're the ones who make these determinations. Who's going to be your local legislators? Who's going to be your governor? And because it's ultimately up to us, the American people. And so stores really have limited control. Some stores, like Lululemon's a good example, they actually have no calling 911 policies for their store personnel. But no one working in retail should get hurt trying to stop a shoplifter. So, you know, you end up with exactly what that clerk said to you. You end up paying for it. And then us as the consumer, we end up, you know, going to another location, shopping online, whatever it is. But this is ultimately up to the American voter.
Okay, so when you said rates of shoplifting rose an average of 24% during the first half of 2024, does that include smash and grabs? Because that's a famous way to get stuff for free in Chicago.
That's correct. So actually, primarily in Illinois, we'd call that a burglary. Again, is the prosecutor's office going to charge it as such? Likely not, unless you're out in DuPage or Kendall or another county. But when we're talking about shoplifting, that's actually, you know, walking into a store, grabbing something off a shelf. But you're absolutely right. These ridiculous smash and grabs or the looting situations, we see those on the rise, and that's what the Council on Criminal Justice is reporting. And again, it all comes back to lack of consequences. And, you know, we can look back even, you know, back into 2017, 2018, where these crimes were not as prevalent, and that is because we had lower minimums and because people were being prosecuted. Now, I'm not saying they were going to prison for grabbing a candy bar,
right,
but people were being punished. And we have gotten to the point now in the United States where we talk more about decarceration than we do the punishment of criminals. We've got to go back to punishing criminals, because the vast majority of these thieves and these shoplifters, they're not stealing because they can't afford to feed their children, they need a loaf of bread, things like that. They're stealing because either they have absolutely zero boundaries and respect for other people's property, or they're stealing it to sell it to somebody else, sell it online, even selling it on Amazon sometimes. So we've got to go back to punishing aberrant behavior.
And what is the National Police Association?
So the National Police Association is a charity. You can go to nationalpolice.org and see what we do. We defend law enforcement agencies, officers, and we get involved with supporters using public litigation, communication, activism, advocacy. It's a way for citizens to really support their police nationwide. Go to nationalpolice.org, hit that donate button, sign up for our newsletter, see what we do.
Are you a 501c3?
We are.
Okay. All
and
right.
We're not a police union. We're none of that. We're actually an organization that gets involved legally, does advocacy, communication, stuff like that. And I'm the spokesman. I just got to say, I'm a proud Illinois retired law enforcement officer.
Thank you for your service. Thank you for your service. Have a beautiful day, Betsy.
Appreciate you so much. Thank you.
That is Sergeant Betsy Bratner Smith. She is spokesperson for.